Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons on the hottest day maybe in the history of Boston. I saw some weathermen and women tweeting that we could break records. They actually said they would shatter records by a degree, which makes no sense. You didn't shatter it if it's only by a degree, but I digress.
I thought I read we broke it by 5 degrees.
There is no chance this was the hottest day by 5 degrees in the history of Boston.
Well, the hottest day on June 24th.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of there with those SID stats.
It's hotter here today in Boston than it is in Phoenix, Miami, and Tampa.
And St. Lucia. I can tell you that from experience.
Oh, we got a whole hour through the show without that.
Hey, did you guys know Andy was on vacation last week?
Listen, really? Where'd you go?
Listen.
He wears Hey Dudes now. He's got a fun Hawaii. He's got a fun golf shirt.
I got a little tan.
The Arcan line yesterday, by the way.
I got weird burns on my stretch marks on my chest. Do you ever get that? Oh, wait. You guys don't have stretch marks.
Oh, my God. This guy.
No, I have stretch marks, but that's because I was a grapefruit fat person.
Do you?
What?
You were that fat?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was large.
I knew you were large. I didn't know you were that fat. I don't know where you get the stretch marks when you,
when the belly goes this way and then you bring it back in this way.
Did you have to have skin removed?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Dan Ball, 3 o'clock. We should move on. 3-point stance.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bang!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick, and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three.
And it is gone. A 3-run homer, and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for today's 3-point stance here on WEEI Afternoons, and that is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, you and your sunburned stretch marks need to call Glassman. Got to get Glassman. You can call all sevens at 617-777-7777.
Seven!
As it is 3 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons, we have three hosts, each of which will present their stance on the biggest stories in the world of sports today. Each host will get 60 seconds to present their opening stance, after which we will open up for discussion on each. Today, our order is Andy Hart, then Nick Fitzy Stevens, then myself, Dan Ball. Andy Hart, you will lead us off. Are you ready?
Damn right.
All right, your 60 seconds begin right now.
Dan Ball, appropriately, there'll be a Heat-related tie-in today because it is a hot day. Does anybody know who the hottest goon in the history of professional sports is? Somebody who just made a living protecting teammates, taking people down. Maybe it was Sean Thornton for the Bruins. I don't know, but he's been replaced because Sophie Cunningham, teammate of Caitlin Clark with the Indiana Fever, is taking over that role. Listen to this audio and I'll tell you about it.
It was a buildup for a couple of years now of them just not protecting, you know, the star player of the WNBA. And so at the end of the day, I'm going to protect my teammates. That's what I do. And I'm a team player, so.
I'll admit I'm still in the early stages of my fandom of the WNBA, but we all saw the highlights. There was a fracas, a foul, then a shove down of Caitlin Clark. No technical, no ejections for that. And then Caitlin Clark actually got a technical. Whatever. The whole thing played out. It was entertaining. It was interesting. And then late in the game, Sophie Cunningham, player drove to the hoop. Sophie Cunningham, the player who shoved down Caitlin Clark, was thrown to the ground by by Sophie Cunningham. She grabbed her by the back of the head like she was going to like knee her in the face like it was a UFC fight. Sophie Cunningham is an absolute smoke show. She likes to flaunt it if you've watched some of her entrances to the arena in Indy. And she's a badass. So the WNBA, I know they're crawling towards gaining credibility. This only helps them. When you have a hot woman who's also a goon defending a superstar, golly, that's good for business.
All right, there you go.
Bet you never thought I would do a Sophie Cunningham three-point stance.
No, no. I mean, you are a man of mystery. As we peel back this onion that is Andy Hart, we learn a lot about what you're interested in on any given day.
He tells us before the show, mid-show, after the show, at least half the time he has no idea what he's going to say.
Dog rocket. Not comfortable with that. Let's move on. I'm more comfortable saying she's the hottest goon in the history of sports than talking about the dog rocket. So let's move on, Dan Ball. You have to stay in control here. This is your segment.
Don't tell me to stay in control.
Don't make me get Ted Johnson in front of a camera.
Oh, you know, even though Ted is home sick, if this goes off the rails, there's going to be get back on track, boys. Text coming.
Dan
in 3-2-1.
Will get a text, and I blame you. It's your segment. You're in control.
I don't care what you think. All right, Fitzy, are you ready?
I have never been a bigger fan of either of you. You and the French Connection back there, whatever we're calling for Zook, Papagino Jr.
I'm interested.
Draymond Cunningham, they're calling her on Twitch.
I like it.
She's much more attractive. No offense to Draymond Green, but she's much more attractive.
I think he'd be okay with that.
Do you
think
they'll start an FU Sophie chant in an arena near you soon?
Oh, absolutely. If she continues to go down this road.
At the Mohegan Sun Arena?
Embraces it. I also think she's smart. She's probably looked at Angel Reese Caitlin Clark fight, and she's like, how do I get in on that? Can I get in on this hype?
And you know what Sophie Cunningham can do that Angel Reese can't? Score.
Oh, hit or layup?
Yeah.
Yeah, she can also look smoking. Although, Angel Reese is pretty hot, too.
Did you see that the social media
Jaylen
account?
Brown likes it.
Did you see the social media account that the guys that would bet on Angel Reese missed first basket?
What is that called? What is that particular
I don't know, but she gets double-doubles for that reason.
Yeah. Yes.
Miss a shot, rebound, make a shot. Oh, sweet. I got 2 rebounds and 2 points now. I'm well on my way.
It might have been a fake tweet. I saw somebody tweet that she was going to patent the term me bounds, which is just getting your own rebound, but I don't know if that was real or not.
A fan of Dan, I got to be honest, as a fan of portmanteaus and just, you know, your proprietary witticisms, that is one I have never heard, should have come up with, and absolutely adore. A me bound.
May have a problem. I may have been saying something inappropriate throughout that 60 seconds, because the 857 says, nobody tell Andy Hart what the kids are using the word goon for these days.
Uh-oh.
That's it.
While you guys move on, I'll see what goon means on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
All right, Fitzy.
Well, I got a lot to live up to. They always say, don't go on stage after dogs, kids, or Andy Hart, but I guess it's my spot.
Well, it is. Good luck. Andy's going to use his 60 seconds to Google something that could end his career, and Fitzy will use his 60 seconds for his three-point stance, which starts now.
Yeah, I understand there are a lot of disappointed green teamers out there right now. Celtics fans at large are in their feels at the moment because one of the champions, somebody who was integral to helping hang Banner 18 and bringing about one of the best duck boat parades of the so very many, all 13 of them, this quarter century thus far, in Drew Holiday. Now we're hearing Sam Hauser could go. Stiz outlined earlier what a hero he was for puking on the boat and then turning right around and chucking somebody a beer from that mountain of regurge. Kristaps Porzingis could go and many others. And I know a lot of people are probably not looking forward to the season, especially because you'll be without these players, maybe Horford, maybe Tatum, to which I say, you know what? Because I've seen so much of this kind of basketball that yielded many Eastern Conference finals, 2 finals appearances and 1 championship, and I know they're going to try to reconstitute this team in a slightly different capacity. I, for one, am looking forward to the Celtics season. I want to embrace what could be different about this season. I don't know what kind of ball Mazzulla is going to play. I don't know who else Brad Stevens is going to trade away or acquire in the process. It's going to be different. It could be a little dangerous. It may not be what everyone expects, but I'm looking forward to it.
Me too, but totally different reason.
Well, you get, about yeah, but you Brown. Say you say me too, usually like at the HR meetings and stuff.
No, and I looked up goon. It's not that bad. I mean, it has
I think
meaning,
they were reaching on that one.
Yeah, I mean,
what is it?
I don't know.
No, let's move on.
Say it.
I said it's not that bad. Stiz says, yeah. Then when I'm going to explain what it was, well, he's like, nope, move on.
There's multiple, you know, Urban Dictionary things. I don't want you saying any of
and
them.
Andy,
let's just
there we
on
go.
The side of caution.
There we go. Okay, right there in the Twitch chat.
Oh, boy.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Rather be golfing 95, who is a, quote, huge fan of mine. Nobody honks like Fitzy. And then right below that, 2017-something. I love it, Fitzy. There'll be a playoff team. I'm just saying, yeah, I've seen.
Oh, he's such a homer.
I don't.
He's such a homer.
I'm just looking. I'm embracing what will be different temporarily as opposed to. I don't want to sit there all season long and just be like, this team doesn't remind me of the championship caliber team that I enjoyed so very much over the previous decade. Therefore, I am not going to embrace them or get excited for each game. I'm going to embrace what's different. You know what? 2008, those Patriots, right? Did you sit at home and go, Brady's out. This is our chance to redeem ourselves after Super Bowl 42. No, I love that effing team.
They didn't make the playoffs.
And it's a crime. 11-5.
It wasn't a crime.
It was.
They didn't deserve to make the playoffs.
People should be charged at the Hague.
But the Twitch chatter that says they will make the playoffs, yeah, no kidding. If they don't make the playoffs, it is a cataclysmic failure.
Don't make the playoffs.
Like, they're going to make the East is as weak as can be, and you still have an all-NBA player. You still have a coach with a ring. You're still going to have a good roster. They absolutely should make the playoffs. They're a little bit like the post-record-setting Bruins, where they have an opportunity here to be not as good in the regular season, not have the expectations. I don't know. Maybe they'll get out of the second round of the playoffs this year. Like, that's a legitimate possibility that playoff-wise, they could be a better basketball team than the team that
your
just
boy
lost.
Simons could actually add something to the team. There could be other players
Simons
that come back.
Simons says Celtics go to Eastern Conference Finals.
And also, do you trust anyone else as a GM or a player personnel manager in the player personnel management department in Boston more than Brad Stevens? The acquisition of
Brez,
huh?
That was the proper
Brez
response
Lobot?
To that,
huh?
Huh?
Girl, are you serious?
No, I'm not.
Okay,
actually.
Very good.
No, I'm not.
Nope.
Sweeney, no.
Nope.
No, you're right.
Wolf?
No.
Has he hit on anything yet?
Well,
Drake. Well, there's enough questions about Drake May. You can certify him a stud by October.
I would say Vrabel is the guy I would pick for the Patriots, and no, there's too much unanswered questions. So, yeah. Brad Stevens, I have great faith. Dan Ball, go ahead.
All right. Well put. As we have now Sophie Cunningham, Andy learned a new word, and then
goon. Is that okay if I say
Well, like, you just did it, so I mean.
are you doing like the speech from Caddyshack? Goonga, goonga, lagoonga.
The Goonies. It was a movie. If it was a movie in the 80s, there's no way I can't
actually,
say
you
it.
Can say goon and be like, no, the Sean Patrick or the Sean Thomas Scott movie about the hockey player. That's a movie, goon. Oh, you'd love it.
Okay.
Good movie.
Okay, that's it.
Good movie.
All right, that's it. Yes, it is a good movie. Dan Ball!
All right. Stiz, may I have 60 seconds, please?
All right, Daniel, your 60 seconds begins right now.
All right, Fitzy, I start with an apology to you because I know this is one of the best Boston sports names that we've had in quite a while. Walker Buehler, known as Waka Buehler. You have a shirt that says it. You've loved him. A lot of fans were intrigued by the idea of getting Walker Buehler into the pitching lab, the Andrew Bailey, Craig Breslow group. My guy is cooked. He's done. Since coming back from injury, his ERA is now 8.59. Wasn't great before the injury at 4.28, but now it's gone off the rails. He was the Angels batted around. First pitch home run for Zach Neto got worse from there in the first inning. Unfortunately, I think Walker Buehler will be making his final start for the Red Sox next Sunday against Toronto. Then when they hit the road to go to play the Washington Nationals, he will not be with them because Chris Cotillo reports that Kyle Harrison and Tanner Houck should both be ready for the majors around the 4th of July. So that's about a week and a half, essentially one more trip through the rotation in which Walker Buehler will have a game to start. There isn't really a better option right now than him. But unfortunately, I think the experiment is coming to an end. I don't mind the fact that you tried to add him as hopefully a bottom of the rotation piece that could help you with some veteran leadership amid some of your younger players. But the experiment has ended. You have better pitchers on the horizon, and there's no reason to continue to waste a roster spot with a guy who I just don't believe has major league stuff any longer.
And more importantly,
stick a fork in him. He's done.
More importantly, no disrespect to you, but your belief in Walker Buehler is one thing. You know, it's what we do on the radio. I give you this quote from the Boston Globe's post-game story last night. Outside of a couple swings, I think I largely beat myself, which is not something you can do here, Buehler said. I think I can still pitch in the major leagues. At some point, the belief, it gets hard to keep tricking yourself. So he basically admitted he doesn't think he can pitch in the big leagues anymore, but he keeps trying to trick himself into going out there like, this'll be the day that I get my stuff back, and it changes. So you're not wrong. That's a broken pitcher. That's a broken man.
He is. Yeah. He needs a personal day, or what the, you know, was it FMLA? Like, he needs to like step back and take a few mental weeks off.
100%. To find out if mental is part of it. It might just be physical.
Can you send someone to the IL just to, quote, you know, get their mentals right?
You can always find a way to send a guy to an IL.
So he can just like think about it?
Yeah. You need to think about what you've done, you old man.
Does he want
to
go on a Chuck Sikora for? Walk about and then just not come back?
No, I don't think he's reached that. Like, I think what he said is he still wants to be a major league pitcher.
I just don't think it's going to be. I think he's getting DFA'd. That's what I personally think.
I agree with you because I always say this thing. There's a want to and there's a can't. Like, there's some players that don't want to. They don't have the drive, the motivation. They've been skating through life. It got too hard. Football players, whatever. He still wants to be great. I think he wants to be the guy that Fitzy wanted him to be.
I mean, he just won a World Series 6 months ago. Like, he knows the taste, so to speak.
But now he is almost in July, and he's like, I want to be good, but I'm not good anymore, and I'm getting worse by the day. Career worst, 7 walks. And that doesn't take it. They don't count the hit by pitches as walks. It was really 9. He had at least 2 hit by pitches.
9 times, Mrs. Buehler?
In a couple innings, like, it was.
Red Sox are trailing 5-1 or 5-2, and Dave O'Brien goes, well, that was only the 3rd hit that the Angels have had, but they've already scored 5 runs.
Like, I believe he used the word disaster for the first inning, Dave O'Brien. He called it a disastrous first inning.
And if he's using emotion and calling it a disaster, it's a disaster.
Right. He's only a step above Breslow by that much in terms of emotion in his broadcast. Right. So there was a little computer voice calling it a disaster. I feel bad. I literally, and I don't do this a lot, and you're probably surprised. Oh, you're not sympathetic to athletes' struggles with it. Like, last night when you watched him out there, it was hard not to feel bad for Walker Buehler. Like, he is on the mound. Like, you're literally center stage, and everybody is watching you melt. The opposing fans, your own teammates, like, everybody is watching you. The catcher, you're like, the catcher's putting his glove out, and you're hitting people. You're nowhere near his glove. Like, that's... That was a tough watch for anybody, never mind a World Series caliber, legend, hero, winner kind of guy. But I don't know. And we can ask Alex Cora at 5:30, like, what the plan is with Walker Buehler. Is it salvageable? How do you sort of get him out of whatever this funk is? I'm not sure there's an answer. I'm not sure there's much of a future there.
Would be curious to get his perspective on, hey, what happens with a veteran pitcher when it's now between his ears? When he's, as you said, trying to trick himself into thinking he's still a major league pitcher. It's one thing if it's just mechanics, drop the arm slot, throw less fastballs, all the crap that we've been told that Andrew Bailey does. In between the ears, we know that this group, it doesn't exactly have the emotional touch to deal with players. So, yeah, I'd be very curious to hear what those kind of conversations are like.
Pedro Martinez, for example, lost his stuff.
Yeah.
He went from high 90s, ridiculous, to low 90s, but could get by. And I think he still went to the mound thinking, I'm going to get that guy out.
Right.
I know I don't throw 98
The killer's mentality is half of it. When you question that you can be an assassin, you got to get out of the assassin
And this
business.
Is an assassin. This is a guy who's a World Series assassin. That is who he is. Like, you maybe brought him in for some of that. The idea that, okay, maybe there'll be some struggles, but if we go to where we think we're going to go, 90-plus wins, get in the postseason, the postseason Walker Buehler will be there. A, I don't think the Red Sox are going to the postseason, but B, even if they went to the postseason, I'm not sure Walker Buehler will be a part of that equation, Dan.
No.
Good job, Dan.
Thank you. Much appreciated. And the offense scored 3 in the first. Oh, it's just, it was ugly.
Yeah, you went
it
from 3-0 to
infuriating.
Yeah, you
open up 3-0, and then he whizzes it away like that. Like,
one pitch.
Last night's.
One pitch, you're already like, uh-oh.
Yeah, you got to get him out.
Even though it's still 3-1, because of the track record of this team with bad first innings and Walker Buehler's track record, it's like, yeah, we're
You know what Rick Carlisle does? Rick Carlisle sees Walker Buehler give up a home run on the first pitch, immediately gets somebody up in the bullpen. Remember, because it was 6-2 in game 6? You were on vacation. You missed.
Yeah, Rick, I missed.
He was very involved. Like, the Thunder went up 6-2 in game 6, and he was like, whoa.
Did he get a quick 20?
Guess what happened next?
Yeah, quick 20.
They went on a 26-7 run. The Pacers did.
That's called button pushing.
That's called coaching.
It's knowing your team.
CC
Joe Mazzulla, were you watching?
I was going to say, CC Joe Mazzulla.
St. Lucia, I hope you were watching that.
Was he there doing judo?
No, I didn't see him at Coconut Judo Resort. Let's go to the phone lines. We don't often take phone calls as part of the three-point stance, but Joe in Melrose, our buddy, had a response to one of our takes. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Andy, I totally agree with you. Sophie Cunningham, a.k.a. Barbie Enforcer. I loved watching that. I think the WNBA has more fistfights than the NBA. I mean, those girls like really hate each other's guts so much. It's like really entertaining to watch. I mean, as the Red Sox are selling, you know, John Henry's doing all these salary dumps to pay for a soccer team, and the Celtics are doing all the salary dumps to pay for their hedge fund profits. I mean, I wish the Caitlin Clark was on TV, like ESPN or something, because, you know, as Magic Johnson says, a superstar, somebody will sell out a building on the road, and I want to watch Caitlin Clark games, but they don't put her on TV, and I really want to watch, like, Sophie Cunningham, like, beat up any girl that tries to mess with Caitlin Clark.
Thanks for the call, Joe. Yeah, I think the WNBA is trending in the right direction marketing-wise. The feuds, and we got to be honest with it, race is a part of one of their biggest feuds, and people wonder about the racial aspects of it. It doesn't hurt to have a very attractive young player who now is injecting herself into that feud and a certain role, because I was told, I didn't know this and I haven't looked it up yet, apparently she doesn't score a whole lot of points.
This deserves a set. I know Ted is kind of hot on this as well. When he feels better later this week, maybe we can get into it or down the road. The way the WNBA is handling, or should I say mishandling, their asset, like this get-out-of-jail-free card that is Caitlin Clark,
yeah,
just letting the rest of the league
play
American Gladiators.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Well yes. Said, Mr. President.
Yes.
That's my president.
Thank you, 45/47. Okay, that's well. We just want to try to keep politics
/48.
Yeah, prop / oligarch
in perpetuity
/ dictator.
No
/
kings here.
Yeah,
617-779.
Shame.
7937. If you want to respond to any of our 3-point stance.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Was I sexist, or is it okay to have an attractive player be a goon in the WNBA and part of the whole Caitlin Clark experience? Up next, though, we have some breaking news out of the Boston Bruins. Big news about a former Bruin that I think everybody will be excited to hear about. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball with what's trending, and he better not blow my tees.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.